Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And again, today we really are going to talk about yards, but it could be a small backyard or it could be your patio, your back deck, whatever. We're going to talk about the garden seminar coming up. And it is the Cass County Master Gardener Spring Atlantic Garden Seminar, and it is on April 21. So if you think you might be interested, and we'll give you a few ideas why you might want to be interested, mark that on your calendar because it's coming around. A couple changes that I want to visit about and also tell you what's going to be on the schedule for the day. So again, that's April 21, and we'll be reminding you off and on, of course, of the date. It will be at the Atlantic High School, which gives us lots of nice space and places to work and hear presenters and so on. Well, we have three main speakers. There are some changes. Before, we've had all these various workshops to choose from. And, you know, on one hand, some people will be disappointed because there's not going to be so many workshops to choose from. But on the positive side, people have actually complained that, oh, I just can't make those choices. It's so difficult to make those choices. Well, we've narrowed down the choices for three of the speakers, but you still have one workshop to select from. So three main speakers. We have heard them before, think they're pretty good speakers, and have lots of information to share. The first one is Jan Rigenbaugh, and for those of you who get the Omaha World Herald, you have seen her column in that paper for quite some time. She has also written for the magazine Midwest Living and has helped write a couple of books and has lots of life experience because she and her husband have had acres of land for trees, shrubs, and all kinds of gardens. She has often done the trial work for various companies, say, hey, you see if this will work in Iowa, see if this will work in Southwest Iowa. What do you think of this plant? So she's done a lot of that kind of work too. And the challenge for she and her husband is that they're moving to a smaller place. So out of all those thousands of plants and trees and shrubs they have, how are they going to decide what to move? And if they can't move it, do they get a new one to put in their new place? Big decisions to make. So I think there's several aspects of this. One is she's trying to make her life easier by downsizing, but perhaps some other kinds of things too. And trying to decide with less space which of the plants will bring the most pleasure and have the most impact. So I think this could also be helpful if you're a beginning gardener or you've just moved to a new place. Maybe you have a small space that you want to work on. I think what she's going to talk about will be useful to you in that aspect, as well as if you think, yeah, it is time for me to downsize. I want to spend a little less time, or you're spending the same amount of time, but you don't get as much work done. So that will be Jan Rigenbaugh kicking off the day. And then following her will be Susan Applegate Hurst. And Susan has been a frequent speaker, actually, at the Garden Seminar in Atlantic. And she also has changed her life. She used to live in Des Moines, and she worked for Better Homes and Gardens. She now has her own business in Winterset, and I always have to tell people, well, she moved to the jail, and actually she did, which makes it an interesting aspect of her life. They purchased the old jail in Winterset, have turned it into a business, and I believe also her home. So she has different kinds of plantings to do. She's going to be speaking mostly on herbs, and I think there is a broadening, a growing interest in herbs and what they can do for us. And, you know, she's going to be talking about your first herb garden. Well, herbs are one of those things that you can have a big space, or you can have a little bitty space, or you can have a pot that has one or more herbs in it. So she will also be talking about how to use those. So if you say, well, I've got some herbs and I never use them, or, well, maybe I'd be interested, but I don't know what to do with them. So she will be speaking about your first herb garden. And then finally, Cindy Haynes, who is from Iowa State University, is a, with the horticulture department there, Dr. Cindy Haynes. And some of you will have heard her in the past because she's the one who comes and talks at the Armstrong Farm Garden Tour Horticultural Day and tells us about all the new things and helping people taste and so on. So her topic is going to be what's new for 2012. And, you know, I always see all those things and go, oh, I'd love to have those. But I have some questions. First of all, maybe I really shouldn't get all of them. I already have way too many plants. So how do I choose which ones and how do I choose where to put them and where do I find them? So Cindy Haynes is going to be telling us about the new plants and new varieties that are available. And so she can kind of give us some guidelines as to how to incorporate those into our current gardening setup. Again, whether that's a big backyard or just a little back porch. And then finally, the last session of the day is there are going to be workshops offered, mostly hands-on kind of workshops, because people in the past have said we want to do something and really like it if we can take something home. So the last session of the day, you will get to choose from among 9 workshops and, let's say, for the most part, take something home with you. And we will, in the future dates here, give you a little more details on those, but just kind of a fast rundown. This won't be a surprise. Susan Applegate Hurst is going to not only talk about, but help you plant herbs in a pot to take home. So if you've kind of wondered about, well, will this work? Hey, you'll get a pot of herbs to take home with you. And then Mary Hamer from the Lavender Farm over by Missouri Valley is going to be having some fun with lavender, and you'll be making some things out of lavender. A little difficult to grow a lavender plant and to take home from the workshop, but some ways to use the lavender. I think there's going to be some tasting involved as well as some other things. And then David Williams is going to tell us how to show us how, help us make hypertufa mushrooms. Usually we use the hypertufa mixture. That's a kind of a cement mixture to make troughs and containers. Well, they're going to shape those into mushrooms and have some mushrooms to take home. Aaron Siggins is going to be talking about peppers, from those ordinary kind of peppers that people love to eat to those hot, hot ones that you may not want to eat but are really beautiful. And I think you get to take home a pepper plant. And Jonk's going to help us do some flower arranging, hands-on flower arranging, so you get your own flower arrangement that you've done to take home. Courtney Long from Iowa State University is going to be helping folks plant a vegetable garden for one. So again, you'll take home this container that has the seeds planted in. Just wait for a week or so, and you'll have stuff sprouting out of your little garden. Kathy Morris and Laura Schwendiger, we're going to work together to help you take home your beginning start for vermicomposting. That's those little red wiggler worms. And some people said, I don't know how to get started. I really want to do that. Well, you will have a start when you go home. Sean Schaus is going to talk about composting at home your way, so it doesn't have to be real difficult. You don't have to have 3 bins. It can be really simple, so you have a lot of choices there, and Sean Chouse is going to be talking about that. Kathy Knoyer is going to help you build a small succulent garden. So those will be the workshops. Now, again, April 21, and you can get signed up. For those of you who have attended in the past, within the next few days, you should be getting your registration form. So you can get that sent in and get your money paid, because you'll want to get those sent in soon so you can be sure to get your workshop choice and also be eligible for lots of door prizes, lots and lots of door prizes. If you have not previously attended, you will not, of course, be getting a registration form in the mail, but you will be seeing some around in various towns. And you can also go to the Iowa State University Cass County website to find that information. And as I mentioned, one of the changes is in terms of who's sponsoring this, and it is the Cass County Master Gardeners and Iowa State University Extension Cass County, who is sponsoring the Spring Garden Seminar. I've been talking to you mostly as a person who would want to come and participate in terms of being in the workshops, but you know, maybe you would like to give a door prize and be recognized by folks that attend, and perhaps somebody will win your door prize. But it's a good way to do some publicity if you have a business and you'd like to do a little publicity with people from all around Southwest Iowa. Usually there are about 70 towns represented. So if you want to kind of spread your word beyond the local area, you could do that, or you could have an exhibit booth. So we'll be telling you more about the Atlantic Spring Garden Seminar sponsored by ISU Cass County Master Gardeners. Until next time, here's a thought. The earth laughs in flowers.